Milton Council is set to convene for its final meeting of the year Monday, December 9, with a full agenda on local planning, community funding and road safety. Here's a look at some of the highlights. Progress on We Make Milton official plan update. The development of Milton's new official plan, part of the We Make Milton initiative, continues to advance in its fourth stage, with a focus on drafting and discussion. In June, town staff released the first draft of sections 1-3 of the official plan for public consultation. After receiving input from stakeholders, refinements were made to the draft policies. Council will hear updates on the feedback process and next steps in shaping this foundational document for the town's growth and development. OMA Official Plan Amendment. To address the unique needs of the OMA area, staff is proposing an amendment to the official plan that consolidates policies related to OMA under Section 3. Currently, the area straddles the Boyne and Britannia secondary plan areas. The proposed amendment aims to create a unified policy framework while preserving the existing land use and implementation guidelines from the secondary plans. 2024 Milton Community Fund Allocations. The Milton Community Fund, MCF, which supports local organizations, is set to allocate $433,168 in funding to 44 groups. This year, the fund received 47 applications, including two from first-time applicants. Motion on Roundabout Safety. Council will discuss a motion from Count. Adil Kalki to enhance pedestrian safety at roundabouts, particularly near schools. The motion directs staff to investigate current safety measures and explore several potential improvements, including assigning crossing guards to roundabouts near schools, replacing roundabouts with other traffic control systems like traffic lights, consulting the Ontario Traffic Council on their research regarding crossing guards at roundabouts, conducting a review of traffic patterns and pedestrian data, especially in school zones. The meeting will take place Monday, December 9, starting from 7 p.m., and can be streamed online.